Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Angel Connection, a weekly show about all things angelic with your host, international healer and author, C.J. Martins.
Well, good evening, my angel friends. This is CJ Martis, and you're listening to The Angel Connection on Friday, May 18th. As always, I want to welcome you for this edition of my show entitled All About Angels. And, of course, I'm excited because you probably know this about me by now, that this is one of my favorite subjects. So we're going to explore different types of angels this evening. After our discussion of that topic, I'll open up the phones in the last 10 minutes. Remember that call-in number is 1-877-296-0345. Due to the number of callers I get each week, I'm sorry if I can't get to everyone. Well, I hope you've all had a great week, or at least one that you've been able to navigate pretty well. And when I get to the angel message, we have a little bit of good news that maybe some of this chaotic stuff that's been going on might abate a little bit. So that's always something to look forward to when things are a little upheaved. So, of course, I want to start with some prayer requests, and I did get an update. We've been praying for Dell and her family for a number of weeks, and I found out from her sister that she's doing better and improving, a little more vibrant. So we want to continue to pray for her, and thanks to all of you who have been taking these requests to heart. I'd ask that you please offer prayers still for Jill's daughter, and daily prayers to Margaret's daughter, Megan, who's been, as I said last week, been struggling with some self-esteem issues and depression. And I'd ask that you offer prayers for Dottie and her uncle this week, and for Harris, a good friend of a good friend of mine who's really had a lengthy battle with cancer. So the inspiring story this week is a little longer than I usually spend on it, but you've got to hear the story, guys, because it moved me so much that when I was trying to preemptively before the show talk about it, I started getting choked up. And normally we're talking about adults, but this week's story is about a 10th grade high school student who witnessed an accident. And such a remarkable girl, she's driving home from visiting her sister, and right in front of her, there's a car in front of her, a white Silverado crosses a median and starts heading her direction. And it bursts through the median's cable barrier and crashed head-on with the car in front of her. They hit so hard that basically they hit nose-to-nose that the car's actually flipped and rose into the air. And this is a quote from the young girl. Her name is Alyssa. She said, "I grabbed my phone and ran to the car in front of me. The whole front of the car was flat to the passenger compartment. The windshield wiper reservoir jug was in the passenger seat. That's how badly the car was damaged. The windshield's driver's window and rear windshield were all broken out, and the rear axle was broken." And so she also reports that when she got to the car, Miss McIntyre, who was in the accident, was bleeding from her nose and blinking very slowly. And so Allison says, "Somehow I knew that I had to keep her breathing and keep her conscious." So bystanders attempt to remove McIntyre from the car, and this little 10th grader intervenes and tells them no, don't get her out, because she just knew somehow that could make her injuries worse or maybe even kill her. And she said in her interview that she had only taken one first aid class, but had never used it. But she said, "I believe I knew these things because God was with me." So what this 10th grader does is stays with McIntyre as they waited for rescue personnel, and she literally crouched down beside the driver's window, just encouraging her, talking her through it, keeping her calm and all of that. And then Alyssa asked her, "Is there somebody I can call?" And she told her that basically, you need to call my husband. And her husband's name is Steve. He serves as a pastor of a local church. And this is what he says about the call that Alyssa makes. "It was like an angel's voice when she called me. We knew that my wife was in an accident somewhere, but didn't know what had happened because their young daughter was on the phone with the mom when she got in the accident." And so Alyssa stays there. Now, you know, my husband actually was in a really bad car accident. And for even adults can't handle a situation like that where you're in this, you know, you're looking at traumatic things. And so, but Alyssa stays with her and stays with her and essentially saves her life. And it does, but it doesn't stop there, because even after McIntyre was life-flighted, Alyssa drives to the hospital and stays there for 2 days. So she actually becomes like a third daughter to Steve McIntyre. And, you know, the poor gal in the accident had so much, you know, 49 broken bones. I mean, it was just a terrible accident. But this 10th grader, wow. You know, she really, really went above and beyond here. And so what Steve McIntyre later says about his gratitude to this young girl: in my humble opinion, God sent an angel our way the night this happened, a young lady with strong faith and commitment. She renews my faith in today's youth. I thank God for her. And then, you know, so it's, I always share these stories because it's so inspiring when people are just at the right moment, at the right time, doing, you know, the work of angels. And what really hit me or really struck me, and I'll close this to get to the angel message. Alyssa said this: I know I gave her comfort with my tranquility. I don't know how I wasn't afraid, but I wasn't. It was all I could do. It wasn't much, but it was something. Then Alyssa says, if the Silverado hadn't hit her, it would have hit me. And she says, I owe her my life. So it's such an inspiring story. I'll post it on Facebook after. But just, you know, this is a 16-year-old girl. Wow. Just kudos to Alyssa for helping that family and eventually becoming part of the family. So as promised, here is the angel message for the week with some good news and some helpful advice as always. Dear ones, this week will happily mark the return of an energetic homeostasis after the previous couple of weeks of very extreme energies that you may have experienced during this period of necessary rebalancing. Things will become much more stable by midweek. The pace of this week may feel rapid, however, the even flow will make it much easier to stay in balance. Be sure not to overcommit yourself to too many things this week. Be realistic about what you do or do not have time for, so that you won't become overwhelmed by doing. You may be receiving the intuitive message now to simplify your life. There are many ways you can simplify the even subtle complications that are part of your daily experience. It's truly time to clear the clutter from your life and let go of things that you don't really need anymore. This is especially true if you have a habit of clinging to old memories, both positive or negative, or tend to pack rat the experiences of your life. Remember that past traumatic events in your life are just that. They're in the past. Since they are complete now and you cannot change them, why not release them now? Who is profoundly affected by lugging each unpleasant experience around? Only you. Serve yourself more than others this week and make a conscious choice to lighten your load. If you're weighted down by events, people, and other things in your life, you are unable to tap into your creative potential and your profound ability to manifest your dreams. Toss, burn, or delete the unnecessary stuff that maybe you've been fearful of letting go of. We know this is a challenge to do, but simply imagine that you have one small backpack for the next phase of your life, so you can only put a few essentials in it for your journey. What will it be? Trust your heart to guide you to what you most need and also to what you no longer need. It's a common tendency to overcomplicate life by filling it with so many different things that you find later you cannot see the forest through the trees. Keep it simple and learn to streamline your life. It's important for you to realize that an uncluttered life can help you to foster greater freedom of choice and take advantage of opportunities that you may not have noticed yet. If you follow our suggestions this week, you will find that you have increased energy to follow your dreams and create more joy and happiness for yourself and others. You are meant to thrive rather than simply survive. Just know we are celebrating you this upcoming week. We will be holding the intention for your dreams to become manifested and your hearts to become awakened to your divine nature. Until next time, dear ones, we are the Seraphim. So what's interesting is that they're really in sync this week, not only letting us know that this rebalancing energy is going to calm down. Yay! Everybody be happy about that. But next week's topic is on spring cleaning for the soul. Thank you, Heather and Sarah, for suggesting that topic. So it looks like they're telling us to go clear out those closets or computers or whatever and just toss that stuff we don't need. So we'll be talking about that next week. But this week's topic, of course, is all about the angels. So I actually pulled together, we're going to talk about specific angels tonight, but we're also going to talk about some interesting facts, things maybe that I didn't know. But I was real curious about some statistics about how many people believe. Obviously, I believe, and the people that listen to the show believe, but they polled, Harris poll, 73% of adults polled said they believed in the existence of angels. Women and younger people are more likely to believe than men. But in America, 8 out of 10 people believe. And what's so interesting to me is that, you know, belief in angelic beings crosses all ranges of demographics, you know, education, income, lifestyle. And very compelling is that angels exist as a spiritual being across every major religion in the world. So as I started to dig deeper about angels, I thought there were some very interesting facts about some famous people who attributed their success or guidance from the angels. So you may not know these. In the Middle Ages, Joan of Arc, well, we've heard of her, a 16-year-old farm girl, led an army that defeated the English and saved the French throne. She said she was inspired by the voices of two archangels, Michael and Gabriel, to take up arms against the invaders. So we're going to talk about archangels. And that is one of their functions, is to be those warriors for good. Another interesting fact, a South Pole explorer named Sir Ernest Shackleton reported that he and his party were always aware of one more, quote, who traveled with them along the treacherous ice until they reached safety. So they reported that an angel was with them. I didn't know this, but George Washington actually spoke often about communicating with his guardian angel and credited a success at Valley Forge, which is a famous battle, to an inspiring visit from a heavenly being. So it's very interesting, even our forefathers of the United States. And Abraham Lincoln often called upon the healing powers and wisdom of angels, too, when he was dealing, you know, with war and the devastation of, you know, the abolishing slavery and so forth. Two more of these. Francis Sidney Smythe tackled Mount Everest in the 1930s. Said a friendly presence climbed by his side through his journey and made him feel safe in the midst of danger. At one point, this friendly presence seemed so real that Smythe divided his meager ration of chocolate to share it with his company. I'm sure the angel probably said thank you, but no thank you. He said, I could not feel lonely, neither could I come to any harm. It was always there to sustain me on my solitary climb. And this one I had absolutely never heard of. In 1985, a Russian space scientist defected and then told what happened to six cosmonauts that were aboard the Soyuz 7 space station. He said, after orbiting the Earth for 155 days, a band of angels had miraculously appeared outside their spacecraft. So those that were in the space station working on routine medical experiments, they were suddenly blinded by a brilliant orange light from outside the orbiting laboratory. It took a few seconds for their eyes to adjust to the astonishing radiance, but then according to a secret report, well, I guess the internet makes everything not be so secret anymore, they saw seven giant figures in the form of humans, but with wings and mist-like halos, as in the classic depiction of angels. They appeared to be hundreds of feet tall with a wingspan as great as a jetliner. Oh, that would be really freaky, wouldn't it? To be looking outside in space and all of a sudden there's some angels there. So you know, angels are actively called upon, you know, through all times and across all kinds of different nationalities and everything. So we're going to talk a little bit about different kinds of angels, as I promised here. In the 5th century AD, a Middle Eastern scholar named Dionysius came up with a hierarchy of angels. He studied references to angels in the scriptures and other non-biblical sources. And he concluded that there were 9 classes or choirs of angels, which were divided into what he called 3 spheres, or what I would call a section. And even though there's some minor discrepancies between, you know, just different ones that you'll look at, they're all primarily the same. And I actually did check with my angels and said, okay, is this a good one to use? They said, okay, it's pretty close. I was like, awesome. So there are 9 classes or choirs of angels. In the first group that we're going to talk about is seraphim, little cherubim, and thrones. And I got something funny to talk about with the little cherubs when we get to that. So that's in the first sphere. And what you can think about in these spheres is we're going to talk about them going from a very high frequency close to source, right? Closest to source, and then sort of all the way down. So it's really not a hierarchy, the angels say. It's more just a spectrum of different energies and functions. So of course, my favorite, I guess I can say that, is the seraphim, which is the first type of angel in that first group. Seraph actually means fire, so they're sometimes called the burning ones because they're closest to God and radiate pure light. And these are the angels who constantly sing God's praise and whose duty it is to regulate the heavens. Now, I can say that they do sing God's praise because they talk a lot about not only laughter, but gratitude. So that's praising for our blessings. So they do definitely like that, I can say. The seraphim are primarily concerned with vibrational manifestations which keep divinity in perfect order. They've been described as being the angels of love, light, and fire. They help to carry positive energy through the orders of the angels to us in the physical realms. So as above, so below. Supposedly, they're so bright and powerful that to look at them, it would instill one with pure fright. This is something that I got from a source. But I don't see them with my physical eyes so much in their form, so at least I'm not going to, you know, get scared to death or whatever by the seraphim that I work with. What was interesting to me, though, because we've had somebody who had a channeled book from Archangel Michael. Joy Peterson was on the show. And what's interesting is that they're best known, the seraphim, they interact with Archangel Michael. And we'll talk about the archangels in just a little bit. So basically, the seraphim are the closest to the God vibration, and they work with consuming divine love and compassion. And that's what they're all about, and that's what the show is about, and the angel message. So next up, close to the seraphim are the cherubim. Excuse me. These were actually the angels that were sent to guard the gates of Eden. Originally, they were depicted as bearers of God's throne, sort of as charioteers and powerful beings with 4 wings and 4 faces. So they were actually a fierce angel, a guardian, a protector. What happened, though, in the Renaissance period, a lot of things were very stylized, and so they became these cute little chubby things, little kids, chubby babies with wings, basically. So it's interesting because these are actually a very fierce type of angel, but now they're just cute little babies with wings. And they're said to have the spirit of harmony and the wisdom of God. The next group are called thrones. They've been called the many-eyed ones. They have the duty of carrying out God's decisions, and they're actually often represented as fiery wheels or that kind of symbol. And they're considered to be the spirits of will and justice. I don't know a lot about the thrones. We don't hear about them as often. So the next sphere of angels are the dominions, the virtues, and the powers. So the dominions are a type of angel. Again, there's lots of kinds of angels who have different different roles, excuse me. Their job is to regulate the duties of other angels and ensure that God's wishes are carried out, known as also as the spirits of wisdom and intuition. The virtues are the angels of grace who bring God's blessing to earth, usually in the form of miracles. So virtue angels are actually those that are associated with things that we consider to be miraculous events, known as the brilliant or shining ones. And they can also bring courage and inspire people to heroism. So maybe they were with Alyssa, right? Because since she was such a hero in that inspiring story that I talked about. And so the final one in the second sphere, the type of angel, they're called powers. Their job basically is to prevent fallen angels from taking over the world and keeping the universe in balance. And they can also, in the past, have been seen as angels of birth and death. Well, I've never spoke to a powers angel, but I'm really glad that they keep the universe in balance. That sounds like a very helpful thing, for this particular type of angel. And the final sphere are the principalities. These are considered to be the guardian angels of cities, nations, rulers. They also have the task of, keeping the universe in balance, keeping, dark energies from invading the world. And so I'm sure they're quite busy most of the time. The last two that I want to talk about are the archangels, first of all, and the angels, because they are the closest in what they do to the vibration of, our planet and Earth. But archangels, are probably the best known of all angels. They carry God's most important messages to humans. They command God's armies of angels in constant battle with the darkness. And as I mentioned before, Archangel Michael, very connected to the seraphim that I work with. And so, we had another gal, Sunny Dawn Johnson, that has a book called Invoking the Archangels, which talks about actually working with the individual archangels, and we don't have enough time to get into those. And then you just have the class of angels that are the celestial beings most close to humans. They're the ones that act as the intermediaries between God and humanity. This is where guardian angels fall in. Some of the people we've had on the show who have experiences with angels who appear just in time. And so, I think the guardian angels are actually the unsung heroes, because I think we take them for granted maybe a little bit because everybody has one, right? So, those are sort of the nine orders of angels. And I think it's just fascinating, their story and how they work, but they all very dutifully attend to whatever their particular energy is in charge of. And so this show is all about, connecting with your angels, communicating with angels. So these are some suggestions I have for communicating with your angels. If you want to hear from your angels, I think the first step is to sort of get out of the rat race, slow down, relax, and be receptive to what I call that small, still voice inside of us. So if you're all distracted, angels probably aren't going to get through very easy. The next step, I think, is simply to believe. That old saying, I'll believe it when I see it. Well, it really should be, when I believe it, I will see it. So communication with angels really starts by accepting the idea that they do exist. They're always around us. And if you go quiet and go within yourself, all you have to do is ask, call on them, and sit back and wait. And they will come. And I think it's about having trust and faith that they are there. So here's the last part of what I wanted to share about the angels. This show goes by way too quick, and I've got some callers here. Everyone experiences angels differently, but here's a few ways that I think, I can share that people may describe as an angel visitation. So you can watch for these, and sometimes you can even just ask them, show me, because they can communicate through nature, whether, a butterfly. Sometimes angels will use things in nature. This is one that's very common, seeing sparkles or flashes of light in your periphery. So if you look little sparkles, and you kind of dismiss it, that can be colored or just little flashes of light. That's a very common way that you may experience angels. You may feel calm and a peaceful serenity descending over you even when you don't see your angel. So just that feeling, allowing that calm. Feeling like you're receiving a message along the lines of fear not, don't worry, things are working out perfectly, you're going to like this, and wait. And never once will you hear an angel trumpeting bad news. So they are the positivity police, huh? And so, and then some people, and I got this from Doreen Virtue because I've heard this as well, you know, most people, a lot of people who see a full-blown angel say they're very tall, large, bright light, you know, they don't usually have a face that you can see, not really gender specific either, but they're incredibly big and incredibly tall. So, well, so that, those are the angels. Because this show's all about angels, of course, and I want to go ahead and at least get to my very, very patient caller here. Welcome to the Angel Connection. Is it Ivatar? Hello.
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 Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I was there's a little bit of a delay in there. What can I do for you this evening?
I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed the information that you shared, and I just wanted to know if there was any information coming from my angels that are around me.
Well, you actually have, I see three angels around you. One is your guardian angel, which we were talking about, which kind of comes in at birth. You have two other angels. One is an angel that really works with helping you be more confident and have strength, you know, inner strength. So she's always giving you that kind of support because I feel like you're very strong for other people in your life. And very caring, and so she really helps you to have that additional energy, I think, that you need for all the things that are kind of going on in your life. The other angel, and she's really coming through even stronger, and her name is like Anneel, A-N-N-A-E-L is what it's coming through to me as. She is one that you can definitely communicate with. She's the one that really helps you with your own inner, you know, your inner guidance, your inner intuition. And so you could definitely open up communication with her. But you have a beautiful energy. I'm really glad that you called and you were patient to get on the show, too. Yeah.
So that's nice to know her name. So do you know the other two's name?
Sometimes they communicate names to me, dear, and other times they don't. Sometimes that's just because, you know, that they don't really require a name. But I think in her case, because she really wants to be able to have more communication with you, that she identified herself that way.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So just keep me posted and let me know how it goes. Because you are very intuitive. So
that's with an A, you say Anneel?
A-N-N-A-E-L.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling, dear.
Okay, you're welcome. You have a good evening.
Oh, you too. And thank you for listening to the show. Well, this show, you guys, you know, it goes by so quickly. And I know a lot of you keep going, make it an hour. But, you know, we'll get there. But that's all the time we have for this evening. I always enjoy spending time with each of you every week. All of you are like my family. And so I just send you compassion to navigate this upcoming week. Be sure to tune in next week to our show on spring cleaning for the soul. Don't forget you can submit questions on my website that I can answer on air on future shows by going to cjmartis.com, or you can submit a prayer request to me via email. Until then, my friends, until next week, remember to be angelic to yourselves so that you become an angel to others. Take care, and I hope you have a wonderful week.